Spring has officially started, but on the western slope of Colorado, people have been noticing signs of warm weather for a while. ICChange.org has seen a lot of postings about the early arrivals in the natural world. Andrea Likos, for example, noticed a springtime sound at the beginning of February.
We have a large compost pile, and I was out there one day adding more stuff to it and starting to turn it when I heard what I thought was a croak. This was right at the end of January, beginning of February. So I listened more carefully, and sure enough, I started hearing frogs chirping. So I wonder, one, is if that might have been a different type of frog than is what typically in our ponds. And also, if they come out this early and we do have a continued winter and some severe cold in the evenings, will that kill them?
To answer her question, I got in touch with Dr. Mike Bernard.
Hello, my name is Mike Bernard. I'm an assistant professor at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm an amphibian biologist. So, Andrea, I was hearing the description of the story of the frogs, and I think it's actually not a wood frog. I'm thinking the frog that you might be hearing may be something called the Western chorus frog, which is it looks similar to the wood frog in its coloration and some of its pattern. Its call almost sounds like a little bit of a trill if you were to run a finger down a comb or something along those lines. But it's similar to the wood frog in the sense that it's a member of these group of frogs that we think of as cold weather breeding frogs. Wherever they're at, they're almost always some of the very first frogs to come out and breed. They migrate sometimes over snow to ponds, and then they'll call and they'll breed in the ponds. A lot of these species, whether it's the wood frog or the western chorus frog, have really large latitudinal ranges. That is, they go from sort of southern parts of the U.S. up into Canada. And so when they breed, whether it's early or late, depends a lot on the latitude and the elevation you're at. And so, for example, the chorus frogs and the wood frogs here, where I am in Ohio, they can breed as early as late February and as late as April 10th, depending on the weather conditions that year. So that's within their normal range. They can be really variable. So if you're hearing them earlier than you normally do over a couple of years, they certainly may be coming out early.
He says the animals aren't looking at a calendar for their cue to begin mating. It's more like they're looking at a thermometer and a rain gauge.
Yeah, so a lot of it's associated with warmer and warmer winters. So as you get warmer winters, most of these amphibians, especially these early spring breeding ones like the chorus frog and like the wood frog, there's certain temperature and rainfall thresholds they need to cross. So for example, it might be that you need to have 5 days in a row where daytime temperatures are over 60 degrees to get some of these animals to migrate and breed, plus a rainstorm. It used to be that temperature threshold may have shown up in April, say in parts of Ohio, 50, 100 years ago. Now that warm 3-day threshold is showing up in late February or early March. And so the threshold conditions these animals need to wake up out of their dormancy and move in and breed is happening earlier and earlier every year.
As Andrea wondered, it does pose a definite threat if the cold weather comes back. Bernard says that ponds can freeze, trapping adults and killing any offspring.
And there's actually an analogous issue with frost damage in spring plants. And so for a lot of these animals and plants, if they start their life cycle early, they are more susceptible to sudden frost that can damage leaves, that can damage adult animals, that can cause their tadpoles to die. So there are real costs to breeding early for these organisms.
This story was produced with IC Change, a national crowdsourced climate reporting project. What are you seeing? Tell us at icchange.org. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.